after graduating from medical school, it was kind of interesting. Being a senior, we were provided an experience to hear from the local naval recruiter. So on a Saturday morning on a lark, I went and tendered it. I think they had free food or something. They were looking for doctors. So I applied, and thinking, being nearsighted, that I would not be eligible to be a naval officer. However, to my surprise, I was accepted. And later I developed the thought that probably a doctor, that as long as they were upright, they were accepted. And subsequently was transferred as the assistant junior medical officer for an aircraft carrier of the USS Ticonderoga out of Alameda. So my last year as a naval officer, I spent on the Ticonderoga. The main experience there was the Western Pacific tour, which began out of San Francisco to Hawaii, Okinawa, Philippines, Japan, Hong Kong. Our main purpose was to patrol the what was then called the Formosa Straits. Even that long ago, which is 60 years ago plus, there was still concern about the two Chinese getting involved with the war. Our purpose was to patrol the strait and keep the two Chinese away from each other, and we were successful. In medical school, one didn't see much as far as sexually transmitted diseases. In the old days, they were called venereal diseases. But as we moved further away from the United States, I developed my experience, seeing a few cases in Hawaii after we were stationed there briefly, increasing as we went further into the Far East, particularly in Okinawa. And then the main ship repair station in that area of the world was in Alangapo in the Philippines, Subic Bay. Basically, the ship was repaired as needed and stores were replenished, and all the crew went to the local town called Alangapo, which was nothing but a long street of houses of ill repute and bars. So after a week in a port there, my experience really increased. We saw all types of exposures. So it was, you know, a unique experience, and I saw some venereal diseases that are really quite rare in the United States. It was quite an experience being on an aircraft carrier, and also seeing parts of the world which I have never seen since then.